greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Let's kick off once again with the semifinals of the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations football tournament. The Pharaohs of Egypt, winners of a record 7 Nations Cup titles, will face the Stallions of Burkina Faso in the first semifinal on Wednesday in Gabon's capital, Libreville. The indomitable Lions of Cameroon will play the Black Stars of Ghana in the second semifinal on Thursday in Gabon's southeastern city of Franceville. The matches will be watched by soccer fans all over the world, as well as all across Africa. In South Africa, Sangomas, or traditional healers, who claim links to the realm of ancient spirits, are doing a good trade, predicting likely winners of the Nations Cup semifinals. Reporter Darren Taylor tells us more from Johannesburg.
A thunderstorm rages east of Johannesburg. Rain hammers the corrugated iron roof of a small house in a bleak township. An elderly woman, strings of white beads around her wrinkled neck, head and wrists, sits on a cement floor in a corner of a room.
Eighty-five-year-old
Nozo Zintoyinto is from the Xhosa ethnic group. She's been a Sangoma for more than 60 years. Zintoyinto explains that a deceased ancestor appeared to her in a dream when she was a teenager and called her to be a Sangoma. Then a senior traditional healer trained her to interpret signs from the spirits, to heal people, and also to forecast the future. Zintoyinto's services are not free, and lately, she says, business is good.
I don't know much about soccer, but since this AFCON thing started, lots of men have been coming to me. They ask me to predict the results of games. Then they go to the betting places to put bets on the teams I think will be the winners.
Zintoyinto shakes a handful of seashells and throws them on an orange blanket on the floor. She says her ancestors help her to interpret events based on how the shells land.
The shells told me before the AFCON competition that Ivory Coast and Senegal would not do well. I told one of my clients this. Then he put 100 rand each on Ivory Coast and Senegal being knocked out. That is what happened. So the man, he won a lot of money.
But, Zintoyinto quickly adds, neither she nor the spirits are infallible. She says some ancestors are mischievous and some make mistakes. So whatever prophecy she delivers should only be used as a guide.
This is the shells that tell me who is going to win. You must remember, the shells are always correct. They are the connection with my ancestral spirits. But sometimes I must admit I don't interpret the shells 100% right. Because when I'm busy with the shells, the ancestors are making a lot of noise in my mind.
The first AFCON semi on Wednesday features outsiders Burkina Faso against the competition's most successful team, Egypt. The Pharaohs are bidding for their 8th tournament win.
The spirits are showing me players dressed in red. They are celebrating. They have light skins. They are not black Africans.
Her words point to a victory for Egypt. In Thursday's semi, one of the title favorites, Ghana's Black Stars, will battle Cameroon's Indomitable Lions. Both are four-time competition winners, but soccer analysts have labeled Cameroon the underdogs.
The ancestors are shouting a lot. They are disagreeing about this match, but most are telling me Cameroon will win.
So according to the Sun Gorma, it'll be a Cameroon versus Egypt final. And which team will prevail? Zinto Yinto smiles, shakes her head slowly and says, "That's too far in the future. Come see me on Friday, then I will tell you." For the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.
More Africa Cup of Nations football news. The Pharaohs of Egypt and the Stallions of Burkina Faso head into their semifinal on Wednesday, having not lost in Gabon. The Pharaohs ended the group phase on top of the table in Group D with 2 wins, 1 draw, and 7 points. And then in the quarterfinals, Egypt beat Morocco 1-0. On a late goal by second-half substitute Mahmoud Abdelmonim, whose nickname is Karaba, or electricity. Well, you might say Karaba provided a jolt of electricity for the Pharaohs with his goal in the 88th minute in Gabon's western coastal city of Port Gentil. The Stallions of Burkina Faso, meanwhile, ended the group phase with 1 win, 2 draws, and 5 points. That put them on top of Group A. Cameroon, which plays Ghana Thursday in the second Nations Cup semifinal, also had 5 points in the group, but Burkina Faso had better goal difference, so the Stallions advanced as the group leader. In the quarterfinals, Burkina Faso beat Tunisia 2-0 in Gabon's capital, Libreville. The Stallions got goals from Aristide Bansé in the 81st minute, and then 4 minutes later, Prejus Nakuma sealed the victory with another goal. The Egyptians will not be at full strength for Wednesday's semifinal in Libreville. A calf injury has ruled out their Arsenal midfielder, Mohamed Elneny, and striker Marwan Mohsen is doubtful because of a knee injury. The Egyptians are the only team in the tournament not to have given up a goal so far. Much of that credit goes to their goalkeeper, Essam El Hadary, who turned 44 earlier this month and made history as the oldest footballer to play at a Nations Cup. What the heck? Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Egyptian goalkeeper Essam El Hadary. I mentioned earlier how Egypt has won a record 7 Nations Cup trophies. Burkina Faso's best Nations Cup showing came 4 years ago in Johannesburg, where they lost to Nigeria 1-0 in the Nations Cup final.
This is the voice of America. Washington, D.C.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Hello, Africa. I'm James Barty here to remind you that February is Black History Month here in the United States. And starting Wednesday, February 1st, and continuing throughout the month, we will begin our Black History Month and daily quiz series on Daybreak Africa. Listen every morning as we profile historical African Americans and African individuals and events. Send us your country's historical moment in February. You can win special VOA goodies by answering one of our daily Black History questions. Please send your answers to Daybreak Africa at voanews.com. You can also call us on 202-205-9942. We will select a winner each morning from among the correct answers.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
And I'm looking forward to James Buddy's Black History Month segments in February. The 31st Africa Cup of Nations football final will be played on Sunday, February 5th. That's the same day the 51st Super Bowl of American-style football will be held in Houston, Texas. The New England Patriots will play the Atlanta Falcons at NRG Stadium in Houston. The multi-purpose facility has a seating capacity of about 72,000, and it can be expanded to about 80,000 for concerts. In fact, according to Wikipedia, the stadium's record attendance of 80,020 people came 4 years ago during a concert by country singer George Strait during his The Cowboy Rides Away tour. Ahead of Super Bowl 51, fans are wondering if Patriots star quarterback Tom Brady can ride away with his fifth Super Bowl trophy. This marks the ninth Super Bowl appearance for the Patriots. Seven of those have come during the Brady-Coach Bill Belichick era. The Atlanta Falcons, meanwhile, are playing in their second Super Bowl. They lost Super Bowl 33 to the Denver Broncos, 34-19 in Miami, Florida. The National Football League has put out a Super Bowl 51 movie trailer at its website, NFL.com. Let's give it a listen.
The only NFL franchise to reach the Super Bowl 9 times.
We ought to change the Super Bowl to the New England Patriot Invitation.
And Tom Brady will try to earn a fifth Super Bowl championship.
The Patriots, they've been there. They've done that.
I don't want you to write off the Atlanta Falcons because of the inexperience of Matt Ryan in this team.
The city's been starved, waiting for a championship.
This one's going to end on a sour note for the Falcons today as San Francisco captures the NFC title.
We can't lose belief. I always felt like we would get to this point where we'd have an opportunity to play in this game.
This is a different team, I'll just say that. This is a different Atlanta team.
Ryan throws,
handle this one like we've handled them all year.
Fans in New England have been marking their calendars with this day.
Your brother, let's throw it out on that field, man.
You've got the greatest ever in Tom Brady, and you've got the greatest right now in Matt Ryan.
You say something about a shootout?
Well, partner, saddle up.
E-Dog, E-Dominate, make plays all game.
Stay in the way, man. We got somewhere we want to go.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let's finish.
Both the Patriots and the Falcons have arrived in Houston ahead of the 51st Super Bowl. The players and coaches participated in a media night to kick off Super Bowl week. We'll hear now from the two star quarterbacks, Tom Brady of the Patriots and Matt Ryan of the Falcons. First, here's Tom Brady.
It hit me today on the pep rally. When I saw those fans out there, you realize this is different, and this is a... Well, I think it's just special because it's this year. I mean, it's every year is different, and every year you know every team starts with the same goal. You know, every team wants to win it. Every team has hope. You know, every team made off-season changes, and every team has this. You know, the fans believe in it, and there's a lot of promise and hope. And you know, at the end of the day, there's only one team that wins it. So, There's some years where, you know, we didn't make the playoffs. There's some years where we couldn't get out of the first round. There's years we made this game and lost. So I think it's special just because it's special, because it's hard to do. And, you know, the fact that I've been able to do it before, it just means I've been a part of some really great teams. And this team is trying to be one of those really great teams that finishes the job, not one of those teams that, you know, comes up short. So, you know, that's what we gotta finish. We got to go out and we got to play our best game. And, you know, when you play in the Super Bowl, you know, we've been in six of these games, and every one has come down to basically the last play. And, you know, less than a three-point, win. And it's just – it's a tight game. It's a tough game. It's a lot of buildup. It's a long day. And, you know, hopefully it's our best game.
Now let's hear from the star quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons, Matt Ryan.
I'm sure everybody will be excited and anxious, going into it. But as far as nerves, you know, I feel like we've prepared ourselves for this moment. And, we've worked really, really hard. And this is exactly where we want to be. And we've put in the work. We've put in the time. And I think we'll all be ready to go excited, more so excited for the opportunity.
I'm excited for the opportunity to talk with my VOA colleague, Doug Bernard, about Super Bowl 51. Sporty greetings, Doug.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. And, you know, after that that little promotional film, boy, I'm pumped. I'm ready to go.
Doug, we just heard from Matt Ryan of the Falcons. Interesting player with Boston ties. He went to Boston College.
He did go to Boston College. Interesting player. He has, of course, been at the Super Bowl before, but he was not victorious when he was leading his team then. I think we may have heard an allusion to that. Tom Brady, look, he's been there nine times before. He's won four times. He's looking for a fifth ring. But I just wanted to take a quick moment to maybe kind of help people. By the way, I don't think you gave Tom Brady and Matt Ryan equal time there. So I'm gonna call a penalty on that.
I'll have
that
to
one.
Give Matt a few more seconds later in the week.
You know, just thinking a little bit about where it is. You know, we've been there's so much sporting events always going on there in Africa, the Cup there, and the we just finished with the Australian Open. So let's look at where we're at in the United States now. Spring training. I can't believe this. Spring training for Major League Baseball only 2 weeks away. We're in this hiatus between professional tennis and golf. There's only 6 weeks till the start of March Madness. I guess just no Barack it this year from the president. Let's see. The NBA playoffs begin April 15th. NHL starts their playoffs April 12th. Those carry on into mid-June. But the moment that we're at right now in the United States is really just a unique maybe a sporting moment, for this country. It is all about the New England Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons. And social media, there's just tons and tons of chirping about who's got the lead, who's got the juice, who's got the momentum, who's got the experience. You've covered many of these Super Bowls in the past. Just help me understand, you know, from your perspective, what are the factors that come to play when there's so much hype around a game like this?
Well, you mentioned hype, Doug. We heard from Tom Brady and Matt Ryan. The amount of media that covers these media nights at the Super Bowl, it's daunting. Mm. Brady and Ryan are at the podium, and you have media not just from the United States, but you have reporters from Europe. I'm guessing there were some from Africa,
South Africa, Asia.
All focusing on this one game on Sunday between the Patriots and the Falcons. So if you haven't experienced that before, it can be overwhelming. Brady, of course, you know, he's a veteran of these media nights. So on that note, he might have an edge in terms of, you know, he knows what to do to cope with the pressure, the media pressure, and go about his routine, that type of thing. But, yeah, I would say if you haven't experienced a Super Bowl before and you walk into one of those media nights, it's almost like Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones showing up somewhere unannounced.
There you go. I wonder also, you and I were chatting a little bit about this just before the program. It's not just this major sporting event that a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people are watching and paying attention to. It's also this kind of unusual moment. It's almost a little like a national holiday, or as you referred to it, I think, you know, the nation's largest party. Maybe that's the better way to say it.
Yeah, I don't know how you'll be celebrating Super Bowl Sunday, Doug, but typically...
I'll be watching the Puppy Bowl. So
there you go. That's another of a sidebar story to the Super Bowl. I'm trying to think the talk show host who does that.
Oh, gosh. I can, whoever that is, yeah.
But yeah, it's a big party day in the United States. Some people will invite friends over who might really not even be football fans.
Exactly.
But they'll be watching the commercials. They'll be watching that Puppy Bowl you mentioned. And yeah, it's a festive day. People like to make predictions. I would imagine in Vegas, Doug, it's a big betting day.
Betting. I'm shocked. I am shocked to hear of such a thing. In fact, at this point, looks like the early line is that it's got New England at about 61% chance of winning, which is not, I think, as much of an edge as people might have given. But, you know, people aren't just betting on the outcome of the games. You can bet on almost anything regarding this game and the things around it. You can bet on who scores first. You can bet on whether it will be a touchdown or a field goal. You can bet on how long the national anthem song will take. You can bet on the coin toss, which is really a push since it's just heads or tails. You can bet on score at the half, the over-under, what the first commercial will be. You can even, line makers, odds makers in Vegas are even taking bets on the color of the Gatorade that will be dumped on the winning coach. So, yeah, Americans do seem to like their Super Bowl and all of the things around it.
The for our Voice of America listeners, I mentioned George Strait and his record attendance at NRG Stadium earlier. In fact, another country singer, Luke Bryan, will be performing the national anthem on Sunday. I don't know what the record is for longest national anthem, Doug.
I don't know, but there was a terribly long one. It was Aretha Franklin singing recently. I forget what game that was.
It was a sporting event.
It was a sporting event, but you know what? If it's Aretha Franklin, I think you just let her go. You know? Well, one other quick thing here, just a lot of people talking on social media, has nothing to do with the Super Bowl. This I'm just putting in the category of billionaires taking their ball and going home. So Sheldon Adelson, who owns the Sands casino complex in Las Vegas, has pulled out of a plan to build a new domed stadium for the new Las Vegas NFL team, the Oakland Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders. They're, of course, moving from Oakland. This is putting the NFL in an unusually difficult spot. Apparently, the new owners came in and people feel they disrespected Mr. Adelson, who is a billionaire. Mm. They disrespected the University of Las Vegas. They disrespected the governor of Nevada. So there are real questions now about what happens. You actually have to build a place to be able to play. You can't play in a college stadium. And then just yesterday, the owners of the Barclays Center, he's a billionaire, Russian billionaire, Mikhail Prokhorov, he announced that he is kicking the New York Islanders out of the Barclays Center. They've only been there for 2 years. He thinks that they're just underperforming. They're not pulling in the audiences. This leaves the Islanders homeless, in effect. It may happen very soon. A lot of people tweeting about this. Here's one, New York Islanders 84. Want to march? Want something to protest? Go protest Islanders at Barclays tonight. Go get some signs ready. A lot of people very unhappy about that. And, of course, we'll be kind of following it as that develops.
Thank you, Doug. VOA's Doug Bernard speaking with us here in Studio 22. And that wraps up the January 31st edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Thomas Blondet. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. After 22 years of autocratic rule under former President Yahya Jammeh, the Gambia has a new president, Adama Barrow. President Barrow's inauguration took place on January 18th at the Gambian embassy in Dakar, Senegal, due to concerns about his safety in Gambia. After initially accepting his electoral defeat in early December, Mr. Jammeh suddenly changed course, refusing to step down. He then attempted to challenge the election results in court, and when that failed, declared a state of emergency. The Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, immediately condemned the attempt by Jammeh to cling to power. Following weeks of high-level engagement by ECOWAS and other regional heads of state, the group underlined their commitment to Gambian democracy by organizing a multinational mission to enforce Gambia's electoral results should Mr. Jammeh continue to refuse to hand over power. Following the stationing of these forces on the Gambian border and intense last-minute mediation by regional leaders, Mr. Jammeh finally agreed to depart peacefully on January 21st. This has paved the way for President Barrow to return to the Gambia imminently. The United States welcomes the ongoing peaceful transition of power in the Gambia and congratulates President Barrow on his inauguration. Mr. Jammeh took office in 1994 after a coup and imprisoned numerous journalists and political opponents during his tenure. President Barrow has vowed to release all political prisoners and to get to work on improving the Gambia's economy. The United States applauds the commitment to democracy and the restraint shown by the Gambian people over the past weeks and appreciates the decision by Mr. Jammeh to depart peacefully. The United States commends the Economic Community of West African States and other regional partners for their leadership in addressing the situation. The United States echoes President Barrow's call for Gambians to unite and work together as brothers and sisters for the future of the Gambia. The United States is proud of our close ties to the people of the Gambia and looks forward to working closely with President Barrow and his team to achieve the aspirations of all Gambians.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Hello, I'm Linor Moudou. Please join me live every Tuesday at 17:30 UTC in VOA's health program, Health Chat. Hear from doctors, nurses, international experts discussing the health issues of your concern. Health Chat puts listeners directly in touch with medical professionals. You can talk to them live for free or email your questions. Health Chat brings the medical professionals to your home.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Hello, Africa. I'm James Barty here to remind you that February is Black History Month here in the United States. And starting Wednesday, February 1st, and continuing throughout the month, we will begin our Black History Month and daily quiz series on Daybreak Africa. Listen every morning as we profile historical African Americans and African individuals and events. Send us your country's historical moment in February. You can win special VOA goodies by answering one of our daily Black History questions. Please send your answers to Daybreak Africa at voanews.com. You can also call us on 202-205-9942. We will select a winner each morning from among the correct answers.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Hello, I am your host, Shaka Sali. Every Wednesday night, the Voice of America's Straight Talk Africa puts you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they talk about the most important social and political issues that affect you.
Next on Straight Talk Africa, the 28th African Union Summit, voting for a new leader, discussing the re-entry of Morocco, and mapping the future of the continent. That's right here on Straight Talk Africa at 18:30 UTC.